Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of TMOS is brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace, which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/TMOS and receive a $50 Visa prepaid card when you get a loan. That's prosper.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, lots of business dealings in the last couple of days.
Yes.
Behind the scenes with our friend Oscar Santana. Lots going on. You don't see this when you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show, but we do an awful lot to tweak our show, to make our show sound good. You know, we talk a lot about the audio quality of the show and how we tweak that up, but the fact is we are constantly trying to move this show forward, and we have a lot of business meetings, and we're planning things, and we like to make sure that we're always moving in a forward direction. And so with these business meetings, I thought it was appropriate to share the results of a new survey on the 20 most annoying cliches people use at the office. I will not be doing the Ed McMahon.
Okay, we're not going to do it like shtick. Now, this is great because you and I, Mike, and Oscar, too, we have spent a lot of times around offices. And even at WJFK, outside of the programming side, there was the sales side.
Douchey sales guys.
The worst. And I think one of the worst things I ever had to do is a guy who was trying to write a 60-second spot. And, Mike, you remember this guy, Dave Howard.
Dave Howard!
And I said, this is not 60 seconds. He says, yes, it is. I said, here, read it to me in 60 seconds.
Nah.
And it was a really grand moment to hear a bad sales guy read as fast as he could.
Well, in the days of radio commercials, and we are blessed that we do not have those parameters,
right.
And the good folks at KCJJ are very liberal with their time for us, and they allow us to do our live commercials.
Yeah.
But back in the day, we...
do whatever you want.
Did you see Steve Bridges' post yesterday?
What did he
say? He just wrote, this has been a bad day.
Oh, no, this day sucked.
This day sucks. This day sucks. That was his only post.
You know, really, as the only time parameter KZJJ gives us is that the show has to fit on one CD.
I don't want to split it up.
Last Christmas,
back in the day,
CDs.
In radio, you had parameters of 60 seconds and 30 seconds. That's how long the commercial would be.
Right.
And you would get a sales guy that would go to, Mom and Dad's Chicken Shack and come back and say, here's your copy. And it would be, they would talk about, hey, the Chicken Shack's a great place to eat, and then mention every friggin' special
they had
for the entire month. And they go, what's the problem? The problem is it's too much and you can't get it in 70 seconds. Well, can't you just do it that way? So it was always the battle.
Yeah. You had to cut out the part, Mike, about fruit fritters.
And make sure you stop by the Whitehall Inn and sample some of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters. I believe the Whitehall Inn is no longer there.
No, but the fritters
you drive
are.
Down to the Bay Bridge. For years, you could drive to the Bay Bridge, Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and look on the right and see the Whitehall Inn and their famous fruit fritter. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station.
Brr, voice of the Bay, WYRE, Marine Weather.
You know, Mike, you will be on your deathbed many years from now. You won't remember the names of your family, but you will remember that liner.
Yes.
You really, really will.
Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station. They loved it. They loved it. Jack was running it. Jack Diamond was running the station at the time. And I think before that, Steve Kingston was running
it. Which station was this?
Legendary names in WYRE. Little pissants. The place we went where there's a museum, a children's museum.
Hey,
now.
I've been here the whole time.
And we're down there. The thing is, these were lifers. These were broadcast guys that have been doing it since they were 16 years old.
But
and they made it hard.
But if that's your life, that's all you have.
Yeah, hold on tight, baby. I believe
But they love doing it.
God bless them.
Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association station. That was the test.
Yeah.
If you had a guy that rolled in live on the radio and he couldn't read that liner, he wasn't supposed to be in the chair that you were in. And it was amazing because for me, it was such a wonderful baptism into the business. The act of walking in at 5:30 in the morning to a radio station, a tiny little hole-in-the-wall radio station, and looking at the bearded wonder, Sonny Huberoth, God rest his soul, sitting at a typewriter... And I said a big cheery good morning, Sonny. And he flipped me off.
Yeah.
And I said, at this moment, this is it. This is radio. This is, and then eventually I got out of it, and then I got back in because I realized that's what I'm supposed to do.
Is it the slug line or tag line? You can help me out here because I remember in Arizona they had just switched from alternative to talk.
Right.
But the PD that was there was playing alternative music on the weekends. He was desperately holding on to his alternative station.
Well, sure, he had bought all those CDs.
And right. He was a good guy, but he had changed. It was 105.5 KZON, Arizona's True Talk Alternative. He changed that around so many times so we could say alternative into it.
Oh my God.
That we actually walked into a meeting, Chad and I did, and said, look, man, like this all talk. The weekend's all alternative. We don't want to tell you to do your job, but when we say that, it doesn't make sense to the listener.
Doesn't have to make sense.
And it's rolling off our tongue. That is seven words at every time we talk at the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, it's funny. You're saying this. My brain's starting to go crazy because I'm thinking of what an alternative talk format would be. Because, you know, you've got in radio, you know, well, I guess really it's what we do.
Yes.
We're alternative talk.
No, because
we're alternative talk.
No, but
I think alternative talk would have to involve a lot of made up words.
Yeah, but he also held on to Arizona's, or at one point we were the Valley's.
Okay.
Talk alternative. So we had talk and we had alternative on the weekends.
Sure. Now, did he do that because he thought that hot talk, guy talk was the alternative to sports talk and right wing talk?
The mandate came down. If you remember, a lot of stations, this is really inside radio. CBS stations all turned, a lot of them turned to talk stations, right? So they were piping in Adam Carolla and Tom Likas from the West Coast. We were the only live show at that station. But
right.
Before that station was a talk station, a free FM station, it was a rock station.
Mm-hmm.
So he used the alternative because alternative rock, because he wanted to continue to play rock.
Program directors like complicated. Program directors like to justify their existence. Program directors like to make things sometimes as difficult. You're never going to get many. And back in the day, you're not going to run into many program directors that are going to want you to do something to make your life as the on-air personality easier.
And you know,
not going
to
happen.
You don't always need to include weekend programming in your slug line. That's why at WJFK we never said hot talk, car shows, infomercials, and colon health.
I got to tell you, I would listen to Goss's Garage like I was listening to a priest talk about vehicles.
Oh, he's very smart.
I would sit there, and then when someone told me that his wife is there with them.
Bonnie Goss,
who made us take our brassieres off the wall.
I don't remember who told me that, but they told me that
we had a beautiful collection of women's bras that they were required to distribute through our studio,
mm-hmm.
and Bonnie Goss didn't care for them, so we had to take them off
they
the
were
wall.
Nicer than the ones she wore, Mike.
That yeah. Pat would do his
True.
Show. Pat would do his
True.
Show holding... Wow. Holding his wife's hand while they were doing the show. Someone mentioned that to me.
That's
said,
true.
Really?
How's that even possible? You're doing a radio show.
Man,
and
you know,
you're talking
I do
about-
the show from, it's a podcast from Fort Myers. When I do the show, I send Carla to Naples.
But isn't that a little strange?
Well, not as strange as what he was doing with his other hand.
Oh, please, how dare you?
No. And my apologies to that lovely harpy.
Well, there are seven of the 20 cliches that made this cut also were on the same survey 10 years ago. I want you boys, I'm going to give you the seven that were on the survey 10 years ago, and raise your hand when you think you've got the one that I use. There's one on here that I use more than anything else.
Okay.
All right. Let me say, there's win-win. You've heard that one.
Yes.
There's value added.
Yeah,
that's more of an Oscar one because he's a wheeler dealer.
Oscar uses new ones.
No, I don't use value added. Value added
Oscar
is fake stuff.
I think maybe you have.
Fake stuff.
Oscar's number one cliche is it's the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
That's a great cliche, but also he has other real workhorses.
I'll circle back.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that might be on here. Hold on a second.
Oh, circle
leverage.
Back is on it.
Wow.
Leverage. Or here they. I'll just give.
I wish I had leverage.
Win-win.
Yep.
Value added.
Uh huh.
Leverage at the end of the day.
Oh, hold it. I think that's a Mike O'Mara. I think that's a Mike O'Maraism. Yeah,
that's mine.
That's mine. Yeah. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, my body is failing. Circle back.
Circle back.
I don't think I've ever said. Do you use circle
all
back?
The time.
I'll circle back with you.
And isn't that normally how you end a meeting that isn't going well?
No.
Let's circle back and talk about this another time.
When I don't
time.
Have answers, I'll get you the answers and I'll circle back.
I say Synergy. That's another one. Synergy.
Boo!
I think I've used.
That's what killed radio.
I've used a few.
It's Synergy.
Think outside the box. That's the 7 of the 10 that were the 20 that were used 10 years ago. People naming the same clichés today that they used 10 years ago shows they weren't thinking out of the box.
Exactly. And I think that's a stupid expression anyway.
All right, here we go. Here are the other 9 clichés. You ready for this?
Yes.
Out of pocket.
Mm.
Crunch time.
I don't like that one, unless you're talking about breakfast cereal.
Here's one I've never heard. Deep dive.
Oh, have I don't know deep what deep dive is.
What is it? Does it have an explanation?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's in the scuba business, Mike.
Right. Let me see. There are a few other
let
here.
Let me look
say,
deep dive.
It's not my job.
That's a Mike from that's Freddie Prinze from Chico and the Man.
It's above my pay grade.
Okay.
When am I going to go? When am I going to get a raise? Well, we profit share, so we don't
we all,
do that.
Well, we
other.
All say it though.
I'm overwhelmed. That's another one. Forward thinking is another cliche.
Don't care for that.
Dynamic. Now, and I'm not sure whether that
can
you're
one
a dynamic.
Word can one word be a cliche?
Well, it seems to be here. Let me get back to you. That's, I mean, everybody probably hears that on a weekly basis.
That one.
Pick your brain.
That's you that's know, one that's and used. That's also disgusting if you think about it. You know what else is disgusting? I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. Think about that. Yuck.
Right. Employee engagement is the second to last one, and LOL.
That's not really a business cliche. It's more of a social media cliche.
I've got deep dive here.
What is it?
What is deep dive? I'm not sure what that refers to.
It's business jargon, and apparently it means that they have to find, I guess, deep pocket investors. So we're going on a deep dive. They're going to find like investors with deep pockets.
It's like a scuba dive for money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, both 10 years ago and on this one, they didn't use. They actually did not use the cliche that I use, and it's not necessarily a business cliche, but I use it in business all the time. I got it on a T-shirt up in New York.
Oh, you got it on a T-shirt? What does it say?
F- you, you fucking.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
You know what's wrong with you guys? You don't know when you're lucky. It goes up, it goes down. I thought I had the lock on old. And then guess what? Back from the dead, Betty White dusted off her old dumb tits and trotted them out. It could happen to you.
I mean, I know all that. It's just that sometimes I get sick of the bullshit.
Sick of the bullshit? I am a million years old. You know what I've been through? I've been in this business for 1,000,002 years, and I'm a woman. Do you know how many jobs I had to give to get where I am now? Come on, give me a number. Give me a number. How many jobs did it take for Joan Rivers to end up in a suite with lots of flowers?
I don't want to guess that.
Come on, guess. Come on. Give me a number. Guess. Come on. Give me a number. Guess. Want to hear a number?
40.
Excuse me?
Around 40.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Never talking about.
I'm sorry.
I got here. Smell my breath.
I'm sorry.
That's not what gets you places in this business, for God's sakes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. Hope you're feeling better, Cappy.
Yeah.
And heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services. Over 25 million downloads were heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks and Steve. I hope you're having a better day out there in Iowa.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
We do love you.
Got the psychic on this morning.
The Michael Mary Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because that's our slug line. They get it. And you get it. And we're glad to have you with us. Our show today is brought to you by Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Our Amazon page, number one way to support the show. And now, without further ado, we're going to get right to it here with today's purchase of the day is Rob Spiewak.
It's the D-Link Wireless Pan and Tilt Day-Night Network Surveillance Camera with a built-in Wi-Fi extender. On sale this week on an Amazon Prime with night vision, Mike.
Hold on.
You can view up to 26...
Did you say on an Amazon Prime?
No,
you
I didn't say that.
He said on an Amazon Prime.
You said on an Amazon
Prime. I said on Amazon
no,
Prime.
No, no, no.
Rofo, did he say on an Amazon Prime?
I think we need to take two.
Look at his face.
I was so worried about the name of the product.
you know, you were rolling. It was great at the beginning.
Yeah,
but
it was great.
On an Amazon
it was really
Prime.
Great. It was awesome.
You said on an Amazon Prime.
You know what? Maybe I did.
Take two. Here we go. Shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support this show. And now, without further ado, here with today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak. Come on, boy.
It's a D-Link wireless pan and tilt day-night network surveillance camera with a built-in Wi-Fi extender. On sale this week on Amazon Prime. With night vision, you can view up to 26 feet in total darkness. It has sound and motion detection, and it makes a great gift. Back to you, Mike.
There you go. Fantastic. Remember, never fear. Amazon still sells tubas, Tang, brass knuckles, mayonnaise, and corrective shoes. If you need it, Amazon has it. You know, I used to feel a tremendous amount of joy with our Amazon spots and the way Rob would write them. Now, I feel that same joy. It's just a different kind of joy.
Me too!
It's like walking in a minefield.
Yeah, it's like having a Steve Bridges day.
Bookmark Amazon at MikeOmeraShow.com and rest easy, my friend. Okay, welcome to the show. I wrote on my Facebook page last night that I am getting really tired of saying goodbye
yep.
to the funniest people we have in America. And two in a row that feel the exact same way. Robin Williams, just a guy that gave us so much joy. And then the combination of losing Joan Rivers yesterday, it's very, very sad. Sadder than I ever would have dreamed
Who
I would feel.
Next? Dane Cook?
You know.
Fingers crossed. That's a horrible, horrible thing to say.
Not sure. Yeah. No, it's
Oscar,
actually quite. Joan Rivers would like that. You know, as a matter of fact, when I posted that, I think the guy's name, you might have him on your friends, is it Ed Fairchild?
Oh, call me.
Is that
me.
The guy?
Call me.
He's funny, and he put a joke that probably people would be upset about, but I didn't think Joan Rivers would be upset about it, so I didn't delete it because I wrote this this post. Let me go to it because
Please.
It's really
okay.
I want to make sure I get it right when I'm talking
May
about
I
it
add
because
this?
It made me laugh. It really made me laugh.
I was significantly bummed. I was bummed I was when
too.
I heard the news
yeah,
at age
so was
81.
I,
but yep. but I have to ask, Mike, is it exactly like Robin Williams? I don't think it was.
It's the combination of the two because
it is
you've
a one-two punch.
You've got another it's person tough. Who everybody knows. Who everybody knew was funny.
I thought she was going to be around forever.
Yeah, I did think there was a chance she'd beat this.
Yeah,
that's the tribute to her. So I said this last night. I said it on my show. I was a huge Joan Rivers fan. I'm really sick of saying goodbye to really funny people. I feel bad for her daughter and for all of her friends in the business of show. The only season of The Celebrity Apprentice that I ever watched in its entirety, I didn't say in its entirety, but I said the only one I watched was hers. And I remember watching it,
yep.
and I loved it when she won. I was rooting for her. I just like mm-hmm. I like Joan Rivers. Safe home, funny lady. And then everybody chimes in with this. And this guy, Ed, made me laugh because I think this is kind of the joke that Joan Rivers would make at the same time. Ed Fairchild chimes in with, "Thanks, Obamacare."
She would like that.
She would like that joke. She would truly like that.
You know
that
what?
Joke.
When looking over her career, and the first thought I had is there, and I wrote this on Facebook, I can't come up with any people that did the Ed Sullivan Show
mm-hmm.
and Louie. And if you think about it, this woman was relevant. She had several reinventions, but she was relevant for nearly 50 years. And not in like a Betty White relevant way. Not in like a way, oh, it's cute. She's still doing stuff.
No,
she was still out there
killing herself.
It. Yeah, and she found what was there a need for. And she got out there and did it. She invented fashion police. And that's a whole cottage
sure
industry
that,
now.
I want to make sure I get the documentary right. The documentary is a piece of work.
Uh-huh.
I think Jimmy Fallon recommended that on his show last night. I'm going to do the same thing. That's when I really rediscovered Joan Rivers a little bit. And you realize what she goes through. And there's a scene in this documentary where she is on stage. And she, I think, makes a deaf joke, and she gets heckled for it. There's some old fart without a sense of humor mm-hmm. in the audience. Anybody that's ever been on a comedy stage has probably dealt with a moment like this. And she deals with the heckler, and then she's banged up about it afterwards because she, you get up on stage, you're a funny person, you're trying to do this shtick, but you're not impenetrable. You know, things do get to you.
No, she's
human. And I said her bravery for just laying it all out there. You hear that word about Joan Rivers a lot. Brave, 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 brave. And she was, because she lived in a man's world back when there were no stand-up female
right.
comedians. And she's brave to let this documentary out there, warts and all, man. You
yeah.
see what it's like to be her and her vulnerability. And, she was doing reality for a long, long time. She laid it all out there. She loved being on.
Yep.
That's who she was. That's who her daughter was. And I feel bad for her daughter because her daughter was so publicly linked to her as well. And this has just got to really, really be a sucky situation for that family. And it's weird when you think 81 years old, too young. But everybody kind of felt like, I think Oscar said, this is the type of person you think was going to be around forever.
Unbeatable.
You felt that way.
Unbeatable. There was a quote that she said that she made her living saying what other people were thinking. And that is, it is extraordinarily brave, because we've all got thoughts in our head that we don't want to necessarily come out with. But she was, the bravery was the fact that, and Mike, this is a word I actually learned from you, she committed. When she came out yeah. and she made a joke like that, she would never do it halfway.
And
because
she wouldn't apologize.
That makes you look weak. You can go out yeah. and say something absolutely outrageous, and if you go at it and really sell it, I don't think there was a hateful bone in her body. She's probably a really lovely person. But she was out there.
She says what's funny.
Yeah, she was out there. She was a comic.
Yeah, a lot of these people do that. And my feeling is, and this is where I tie the Robin Williams thing into it, and maybe because I'm 55 years old, where I'm just sitting there going, man, oh, man. I mean, where are the, I want some people off the farm team, I want some of the, I want somebody iconic.
Yeah, the bench is looking awful thin, isn't it?
We focus on music. We focus on the superstars of music, and you don't have the bands that we had 40 years ago that are just coming on and have staying power. The people that are making music and make hits now, I think the club is much smaller than it used to be
yeah.
Of superstars. We still have superstars, and we're still making superstars every day, but we don't have the volume of them. And I didn't realize until I was thinking about it last night, we don't have that in comedy. I mean, I remember Chris Rock, for example. I remember Chris Rock being so happy about his success because I said, man, this is the next guy. This is the next guy where he's going to be around for a million years. And now you just don't see enough of guys like Chris Rock. I want more.
He's
is
made
what
two
I'm saying.
Grown-ups
I want
movies.
The replacement killers to come in.
I'm with you. I'm with you. And I think also, and I think we'll probably agree on this, Joan Rivers was funny, and there's no denying that. But I think what you saw in that documentary is the same thing I saw. It had reinvented an amount of respect I had for her, because she probably didn't need to be going out there and doing the 200-seat clubs, but she still did.
She
right. really keep her craft strong. She never right. sat back and said, well, you know what? I've done it all. She was a viable comedy force until the day she died.
It
yes,
is
she was.
So much harder now to create that staying power. And I'll
yeah.
tell you why, because somebody will have a great set, whether it's a Chris Rock or an upcoming comedian.
Right.
Somebody will put it on YouTube, and then you'll go see that person. And unfortunately, just as the way that the animal is, you'll see the same jokes, because that's their set,
right.
and you'll be disappointed. And then you'll say, the guy's a hack. He's not doing enough. Because somebody, and this is why people really protect their sets as much as they do, because they want the people that are spending the $50 to go see them at Constitution Hall,
right.
they want them to experience that first like big laugh, that first gut-busting, oh my God, I didn't think that joke was going to go there.
YouTube did the same thing that people complained that television did 70 years ago. There were people that did the same act, Oscar, for 30 years in vaudeville and on stage. And then
they built an audience
and
off
they
of
had
that and a
one
following.
On one act. And yes. Then they go on Ed Sullivan 1 week and 90 million people see them and their career's over.
Yes.
And it's just,
I never thought of it in those terms.
It's true, though.
So in other words, our instantaneous culture now of technology makes all of these people smaller.
It does. It chews up the material. It makes the material less special.
I didn't think of it in terms. Yeah, think of somebody like Sarah Silverman who has her special on HBO. Mm-hmm. And, I'm like, what? You know, I guess unless you get, and even that doesn't happen. I was going to say, unless you get the sitcom, where are you going to go? Unless you're a Seinfeld or a Ray Romano, where are you going to go? And maybe that's what it is. And so when Chris Rock doesn't have the smash sitcom that's lasting today, that's a drag. But then you're right, because the guys that weren't like that were the George Carlins of this world that would be able to go out there. I was reflecting. I was thinking about funny people I know and love, and I was thinking about Patton Oswalt.
Right.
And I was saying, Patton, keep doing what you're doing. Keep churning out that material, because he's a funny,
did you
funny
see
guy.
His return
we have Louis C.K. I mean, I'm glad we have Louis C.K.
These guys are great, but they're in their own right reinventing the way they do comedy, right?
Right.
So, for example, Patton, he took summer off of Twitter and social media.
Yes.
He comes back on September, right after Labor Day, and he says, I'm back. I got to tell you that, I've lost 40 pounds. I've discovered so much about myself. I've read 5 books. And he said, I'm just kidding. I didn't do any of that. I was on Twitter. I just wasn't posting. I was looking at all the same BS.
Wow.
I was looking at the same crap.
When you mentioned,
it's a drag.
When you mentioned Chris Rock, and I always think of this, I saw his first special at your house. You had had us over, and we watched it. And you and I laughed until we had tears in our eyes.
Yeah, he's
and
fantastic.
As we finished that night, we looked at each other. We said, This is a page turner. This is a game changer.
Yeah, this is the next guy. I remember saying that.
This is the next guy. But he had 30 years to prepare for that 1 hour. And, he used that material that he had done his entire life. His second special was good, but it wasn't that first special. And it's because of the way the media can share
Once
instantly.
You break out.
Yeah, it's
so
out there.
Much harder.
Hard to bounce.
I have never
bounce,
even
man.
Given that any thought. And that's probably one of the large reasons music does the same thing. And it's frustrating. It's like it's too much. But it's also part of the reason that this show lives on and we're able to be, still on every day. So,
they're waiting for us to get started, Mike.
We're not going to break out. We will not break out. We can rest assured that we will not break out like a major stand-up comedian.
We're the turtle of podcasts.
That's right.
Exactly. Right in our little show.
That's right. We're simmering.
Oh, by the way, I happen to read a comment about Corolla's downloads and someone saying, I had no idea Mike O'Mara's show was really relatively close, that Adam, something along the lines of, that Adam's downloads, Mike's not that far away. Excuse me. Yes, I am. Yes, I am light years away from Corolla, and you need to try harder. Do not get my audience to be complacent. Thank you very much.
Hear, hear, Mike. Hear,
Jesus.
Hear.
I mean, really. I mean, add up the dollars and all that stuff.
Dollars.
The dollars. But the last joke that I was watching was when she was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she made the joke about getting a vaginal piercing. And she brought a donut out to sit on Jimmy Fallon. And she said, I did it with one of my girlfriends. And I already talked to Bruce Jenner, and she's fine.
Anything
better?
Use
the F word. That's effing funny.
Anything better than her making a talk show host visibly uncomfortable?
Oh, and you see the guy in the roots? He's covering his face in his hands, and Russell Crowe's laughing his ass. It was, safe home.
Yes.
Funny lady Joan Rivers. We will miss you, and we need more. We need to replenish our stock of funny people.
Stay tuned.
Coming,
a lot
please.
Of good tape in the audio vault of Joan Rivers today, and I think I'll play some stuff, Mike, that'll probably ease your emotions.
Good.
Very
feel good.
Better
we'll take
it.
A break, and we will come back with the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Hello, this is Mike O'Mara. Do you occasionally pass gas on an airline seat? Well, the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour is for you. No, that's not my real voice, and that's really not what we're going to talk about.
We're going to once again solve the world's problems, but we're going to do it in our fine way. That's right, a little levity and a little seriousness this week on the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back to the show. Rob Spiewak, thank you very much. I received my razors via the post office box from Rob Spiewak. So
right.
I've got my Harry's razors. I couldn't be happier. So happy that all of you are discovering Harry's as well. Razor blades are outrageously expensive. That is until now. Enter Harry's. Harry's was started by Harry's. Two guys who wanted a better product at a better price. Harry's makes their own blades. They bought an entire factory in Germany to do it. The result is the best high-quality blades that respect your face and your wallet. They are about half the price of other big band blades. Let me tell you right now, they're offering a deal that I think is one of the best that we've ever offered online here. For $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades brought right to your door with free shipping. So why are you paying $32 or more for an 8-pack of lousy blades when
right.
it's half that price at Harry's? On average, you could save, are you ready for this?
Yes.
$150 a year.
Woo!
Just by using Harry's instead of other inferior blades. Go to Harry's.com now. Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and start shaving better today. We will get to another pep talk from Oscar Santana.
Excellent.
And Rob's wife, who's doing something just despicable
yes.
that she needs to be called out on. But I have, I've been talking about this all week, and let me just get to it very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll move on to you boys. I want to tell you it's time for another Florida Critter Report.
Oh, excellent. Oh.
Yes.
Critter
and,
Report. Critter
and
Report.
This is
it's
something
not
I,
Ron and Fez.
Critter Report. Critter Report.
Critter Report. Critter Report.
White people are so afraid of Florida critters. Anyway, this is just an article, and I have not seen these. But I am a little nervous. While Northerners welcome fall by waiting for colorful leaves to drop from trees, Floridians have to watch out for, well, it says P-U-S-S. How do you pronounce that?
Puss.
Puss or pus?
Depends on the second word.
I guess if it was pus, it would be P-U-S, right?
Right, exactly, Mike.
Floridians have to watch out for puss caterpillars. Falling from trees.
Oh, gross.
Now, Mike, before you read ahead, I'm just curious.
Look up the puss caterpillar.
I'm guessing that since caterpillar is a noun, puss would have to be an adjective. Or does it, God forbid, describe their destination?
Well, let's call it a puss caterpillar.
Nice, okay.
The fuzzy, unusual creatures have two seasons each year, once in spring and again in fall, and while some caterpillars might be fun to touch and hold, officials say it's best to stay away from these particular creatures. Under the soft hairs are stiff
God.
Spines that are attached to poison glands.
Oh.
The University of Florida explained in a report about the state's stinging and venomous caterpillars. When touched, these poisonous spines break off in the skin and cause severe pain.
Not unlike high-fiving a cactus.
Exactly.
Hey,
I know. Too soon.
They are known to thrive in citrus and oak trees and other broadleaf shrubs and trees. These caterpillars can cause severe reactions in some people. That's according to the Florida Poison
they
Information Center.
They look like aliens.
They do.
Yeah, they're scary, and I haven't seen any down here yet.
What kind of flora is around you? Do you have citrus trees around you?
We got everything down here.
Keep
we
wearing
got everything.
Flip-flops.
We got oak trees. Now I'm freaked out.
Meanwhile,
stop
Mike, no one has heard from Mark Riddell in 3 days.
Yeah. How you doing, Twitch? Aside from the distinct furry, flat, beige appearance of these creatures, officials say those who run into them are likely to notice right away, courtesy of the pain that the venom-filled spines will produce. It is instant. It is immediate. It is very intense. And I guess the incidences of people getting stung are on the rise in the state of Florida.
Rob Ford is very excited to show us pictures of feet that have been stung. It's
really,
oh, really?
Odd. Now,
what,
see, I didn't see that,
Rofo.
Hold
it's
that up to the camera.
It's like the chupacabra got a hold of your foot if
yeah,
you get stung
really,
by this.
It's really bad.
See what they look
not
like.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Now,
that's
when you were a boy, good. Mike, when you were a boy, did you ever like play or hunt or try to catch caterpillars? I always was put off by caterpillars. I thought they were gross.
Well, we had, when I grew up, I remember, do you remember gypsy moths?
Yes, they lived in a colored wagon outside of town.
Hey, how you doing? I got a ball of pasta as big as your head.
They come in and try to fix all the tin cups.
I burned caterpillars when I was a kid because gypsy moths destroyed the trees, and we would go out in the summer, and we would take torches, and we would burn their nests, and you would hear them pop.
You know what my mom would say about that? She would say, Michael, that's hateful.
It wasn't. It wasn't because I loved animals. I love squirrels and blue jays and all the little creatures in my yard. But I did not like
squirrels and blue jays.
Tampa's Poison Control Center recommends anyone that comes in contact with puss caterpillars put tape over the area that's affected and strip it off repeatedly to remove the spines.
Was he still working at WYRE when you were there, Puss Caterpillar?
That? Puss Caterpillar. Hey, it's the Puss Caterpillar get together. How you doing? Tradio coming up in just a few seconds here. Ice can help reduce the stinging and can also baking soda works. In some cases, medical attention may be required. Perhaps the cases that Rofo was showing us on the computer.
How is it that we've never heard of these? Are these one of these creatures that came over on like a fruit boat from China and they just sort of took over?
I'm glad you asked, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Puss caterpillars eventually become southern flannel moths.
Oh, and now those are what
they're lesbian caterpillars.
Lesbian moths. Yes. And
yes, that's right. The lesbian community has the corner on flannel, so that's in the comedy world. That's the way that works.
Or it could be Larry the Caterpillar guy.
Puss caterpillars eventually become southern flannel moths, which have a range that spans as far north as New Jersey and west into Texas.
Wow.
So that means you guys could see them too.
How big are the moth? Does it describe the moth? Can you look up the moth?
I'm
Rofo?
Looking it up right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, look up the puss caterpillar moth.
Flannel moth.
Rofo.
What's it called?
Oh, it's a
I'm sorry, no.
moth.
The southern flannel moth.
Southern
that's,
flannel
that's
moth.
I've never seen one of these in my life.
Oh, my God.
It's like a dog.
Flying over
it
that
It does, Mike.
Today,
it
so.
Looks like Frankie.
So there is the critter report from Florida. Enough
Be
of
careful,
that.
Do you know how you can tell a moth from a butterfly?
Yes.
Go.
The taste.
No. A moth has feathery antennae. Or antennas, I guess.
Antennae.
And a butterfly just has straight antennae. But if you have and you can see it on that picture, the feathery antenna. Mm. And he also worked on WYRE.
All I know is someday I will put a butterfly in your throat. A pupa.
Oh,
pupa.
God.
Yes. Was it a butterfly? My favorite line, the one that I never did on the air was Hannibal Lecter. Was it a butterfly?
These
anyway,
things look scary.
Yeah,
they're scary. So beware if you come down to Florida. Just another thing you need to worry about. I have not seen during my summer down here, the entire month of August, anything outside of just intense, ridiculous, 100% humidity.
No
heat.
Lizards?
That's all. No. Oh, God. The geckos are all over here.
Yeah.
Everybody is getting discounts on their insurance.
No.
They're everywhere around. No. There are more lizards down here than and they're the little ones, teeny tiny. I don't know what preys upon them, but if there is a creature out there that dines on lizards, those creatures
Bloom.
Are going to thrive. They're going to do
delicious.
Fine.
Matthew Bloom came down with a fork.
Right. Exactly.
Went to town.
But I really thought that one of the things that I thought when I moved down here and that I would be down here for the month of August, I thought that the creepy crawlers, all the stuff like that, there was going to be a lot more of that. I've been throwing fishing lines in the water. The fish don't bite as much in August, at least not in the ponds down here.
Well, a lot of
haven't
them come
seen
up
any
north,
gators. Haven't seen a lot of snakes. Saw some little snakes, but I haven't
no
seen
gators?
A lot of snakes.
Where did the gators go?
The gators
it's
probably
too hot
won't
for
get,
the gators?
They won't get into this community, Oscar, but I haven't even ventured out to go to my little gator-watching spots.
The,
and
the
I feel
old
like
gators
that.
Are allowed in your community, aren't they?
The old gators.
The senior citizen gators.
We'll talk about that maybe later if we get a chance. The old gators are coming back. They're coming back into the area. Let's take a break right now.
Okay.
When we come back, we will touch on Oscar, who very, very excitedly proclaimed that he gave Shannon a pep talk when he came in.
Oh, he loves
I wasn't
it.
Excited about
you
it.
You love doing it.
Well, I like teaching.
That's she had a teaching moment today. Didn't she?
She had
All
to.
Right. Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. What do we do? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Let me tell you how much I love Sleep Number Beds. I got one for the community family house up in Maine.
Yes.
I have now directed my sister to the Sleep Number store in Massachusetts, where she will be taking my 94-year-old Mamo out to the Sleep Number store next week to buy their Sleep Number bed.
Wouldn't it
how
be
much
great?
I believe in this product.
Wouldn't it be great if your mom's age was also her sleep number?
Yes. Yes. It would. Wouldn't that be something? Well, that would be an extraordinarily firm setting for the Sleep Number technology.
It would be like a golfer shooting his age. Your
That's
sleep
right.
number could be what? You're how old now? 60?
What?
Oh, my God.
Squeeze me?
That's just a joke.
I had mine up to 90 last night because I wanted it firmer because I tweaked the back while I was lifting weight. But anyway, my mom said at the end, now just remember, Mike, at the end of the day, I'm paying for this. And I said, Mom, come on. Okay. But anyway, that's it. So,
he said,
Sleep Number Beds.
Don't forget to tip.
They're fantastic. No, you know how it was a little bit embarrassing for me to say to my sister, you know, who doesn't get it sometimes. She's not one of the people like our listeners that get it.
Right.
And she said, I said, make sure you tell them that I sent you. And she said, what? I said, make sure that you tell them at the Sleep Number store
that, your
that
son
I
sent
you. Yeah, and my sister said, well, why would I want to do that? I said, Kathy, I am a spokesperson for Sleep Number Beds. You see, they are one of my largest clients. I love the product. That's why I'm not I'm directing you first and foremost to the Sleep Number store because I love this product. I endorse it and I do love it.
Right.
But at the same time, one of the things I say in the commercial is don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. And she said, all right.
Give
that
you
was the tone. All right, I will. Okay, man. A-hole brother, little brother who doesn't do anything right. Yes, sir. All right, I will. But she's still going to the store next week.
Good, so good for her.
And then I'm going to be waiting around like the little kid when my mom goes, my 94-year-old mom goes to the Sleep Number store for her test rest. And she lies down on this wonderful bed, just a twin. It's a twin extra long because I'm getting her the Flex Fit frame that actually raises the head and raises the feet as
Very
well.
Cool.
Because can I tell you what happened? She had a bed like that. You might remember that product they used to advertise a lot.
Right.
And it's not working. So now she's getting the good one, and I'm really, really, really excited. Remember, my Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carlos is an 85. One place in the world to find a Sleep Number bed. That's a Sleep Number store where my sister's going next week. We're in the final days of the biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale starting at $599.99. Act now. The sale ends Sunday. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Maybe you want to roll out to that one in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Looks
Find
like Kathy,
one near
not
you.
Not mentioning your name.
800-511-0061. Don't forget, Kathy, to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. All right, Oscar, you were talking about it before the show, but...
Chess?
Life in the Oscar
lane?
Santana world is really just a series of pep talks. Can
No. Congratulations to my lovely girlfriend who went back to school, University of Maryland.
She's
gearing up for her.
Oh, I thought you were going to say middle school.
No. as she continues to work, and she is working on her physical therapy to transition to PT. So she's her physical therapist. She would be a physical therapist in a number of years. So she's
well. She can help your radio partner then. That's fantastic.
So
she can help me. I'm excited about that.
That with the yoga, I think she'll have a beautiful career in front of her. Now, that's not the only school she had to go back to this semester, because while the University of Maryland started on Tuesday, the Santana Scholarship, I would really not call them, I wouldn't call it a school, I would call it a refresher course, right?
It's like Balyos Polytechnic Institute.
When he spins a tale like this, isn't it like having William Faulkner in the studio?
It truly is.
It's rich with symbolism and great transitions.
Storytime theater.
We had to. There was a quick tutorial, once again, a syllabus, if you will. This morning when we were talking about Thanksgiving and Reno and what may or may not happen.
Now, the talk of Thanksgiving, were you explaining to her about the pilgrims?
No. I said a couple months ago.
Reno. Reno?
I'd be willing to pay for the tickets for us to go see her parents for Thanksgiving.
I haven't heard anything about Reno.
Oh my! You remember her? She was part of the Bush administration.
Reno. Oh, that's right, Janet Reno.
Guilty, Mike.
Yeah.
Guilty of being trade doable.
I realized
announcement may be coming soon. Announcement may be coming soon. Okay, go ahead.
I realized that I mentioned a couple months ago that I'll take care of the tickets. Just get the tickets soon because they'll cost a lot more as we wait. Right.
That's right.
And I said, hey, did you get the tickets? Maybe you charge them and I didn't know. You let me know.
Are you flying to Arizona for Thanksgiving?
I was going to, Mike. I was going
okay.
to. And then
it's a great weekend to travel, by the way.
I realized that she hadn't booked the tickets. So we look up the prices, and the prices are almost $1,000 a piece, right?
Jesus.
Well, they have to charge a lot, Mike, because no one travels that weekend.
And I said,
I hate the airline.
I said, when do you get out of school? She says, that Wednesday afternoon. So we would be flying Wednesday night, spending Thursday and flying, it would just be an S trip. It'd be an S trip.
I've heard that the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving is not a bad time to be in an airport.
It's a good time.
Not to Arizona.
Now, what is an S trip?
A shit trip.
Okay.
What
are you doing?
Thank you. So, I said those.
Duly noted.
Those dollars don't add up. But if you want to go, we'll go. And she said, well, you're right. My mom actually mentioned maybe I should come after the semester because then I could spend a little more time with the family. I said, that's a great idea. You know, that's good. We'll probably spend Thanksgiving here. Everything will be fine. We'll spend Christmas in the area as well. No big deal, right?
Okay.
And
but not Christmas in Arizona.
No. And I said, how about this? I'll still pick up the ticket. Just book your ticket now so it's cheaper. Let's get this over with.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to push her to it. I said, I want to take care of it now before I go to work. I'm pushing
towards
it.
So let me see if I'm reading between the lines here. Is there a lack of engagement? I'm going to say this as gently as I can. Is there a lack of engagement in the art of selecting travel? Arrangements, times of the year? Is there kind of just a lack of awareness?
Is it not her thing?
Of the way
I think that if it's not your dollars, you don't care as much.
Oscar, that she lacked urgency?
Yes. And I explained that to her. And again, this is
fecal urgency?
No.
It's the only kind I know.
I know it right now.
This is what, and sometimes if you're in a relationship like this, you have to have orientations, and this is what they're for. You have to remind people what is to be expected of these certain situations.
So orientation, not just for Asian people.
No.
Are these nonstop flights to Arizona?
They are, and back.
God, that's such a ripoff, man. That is such a ripoff.
So I'm paying for the flight regardless because I'm a nice guy. Why not, right? Yes, let's all give myself a round of applause.
I'm a nice guy.
Yes. And she gets on. I said, do you mind checking how many points you have on Southwest? Because maybe that'll help with the overall cost.
Is that like their frequent flyer system?
Yeah, she logs on. She says, oh, my God. Well, my points will cover half the cost of the way there. I said, perfect. I'll pick up the way back. No big deal. And now I'm like in my head, I'm like, it's $400 probably on the way back. It's still holiday season. What are you going to pay? You know, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, it's expensive. Mm-hmm.
And she goes on and she says, okay, give me your card. So she pulled a card. So I gave her my card. And
but not the whole wallet.
And not the whole wallet, just the card.
Right.
And I said, you have to tell me how much this is going to be so I know to see that on my account, right? Because I check my transactions. And she said, well, the first transaction is going to be for $17.95. I said, $17.95? Is that what they're charging?
$17.95
because she was using her points. And I said, are they charging?
Well, now, why is she spending $17.95?
And that's what I said. And I said, well, you're using your points, right? Because I thought the airline was getting one over on her. And I said,
one of those fake fees that they like to
Yeah.
And I wanted to know about this because I was going to address it on the show.
Sure.
And the fake fee was on me because she wanted to pay the $12.50 or $12.95 for the early bird check-in. And I said, whoa. And then she wanted me to pay the $5 transaction fee.
Just remember, if you're using today's modern airlines, you get bonuses. You get to pay for showing up early for your flight.
Exactly.
I said, Shannon, I don't even pay for that. I just set an alarm. I check in when I check in.
Will the early bird special, will that allow her to avoid standing in the line cattle call?
No, it'll help her avoid having to set an alarm and just check in at the time that they're... It's basically laziness. Okay. Bottom line, right? So
early bird check-in means that
just you get an A pass to get on the plane earlier, but you can do that as well if you just check
in
at the right
time.
If you're responsible and checking in at the right time.
So it's not good money spent.
It's not smart money, right?
Right.
It's lazy money. And I said, okay, so why are you... I said, we're not doing the early bird check-in. She goes, okay, I'll just charge the $5. I said, you're going to charge $5 on my card. I'm already paying for the trip back. Like, don't you think that's just like insult to injury right now? I'm doing my best to help out here.
She probably should have picked up the fiver.
Yeah.
I would think
right?
so. Yeah.
Right?
How
I
does she
so.
Do that? But is she doing that because it's the convenience of the
She's
transaction?
Doing
or,
that
you know,
she
can
didn't
she like bring a $5
up.
Bill?
She didn't
can she bring a Lincoln to
no,
the
no.
airport?
She didn't want to get up and pick up her purse and take out her card and take care of that because that's the proper thing to do.
And or half she a thought roll it was quarters. Only $5 and
you know what?
You
only $5
them.
Becomes only $1,000. Only $5,000. Only $10,000.
God, where right. is she flying?
If you don't respect the dollars and the process, you'll never respect what it takes to have
it's
that.
It's Oscar and Shannon's Thailand Thanksgiving.
Oscar, you are the yes. Bolivian Ben Franklin.
So I yes. said to her, I said, okay, well, go ahead. I was like, I'm a little annoyed that you would just like charge $5
right.
on my card. Like, I'm already paying for the trip back. Mm-hmm. So she went all in a tiff, and she goes, well, don't pay for anything. I'll just pay for everything. And I said, well, okay. no, I'll still pay for the trip back. And she refused. She ended up paying for her trip back.
Hey.
And I said.
Party. Bonus.
And I said.
There you go.
I
way
said,
to go, man.
Let's look back and see what we've learned from this lesson.
We've, so she's already. Hold on. Let me do
Oscar,
a quick
with that $400,
research.
You could probably buy a lot of details for a car.
I probably
yeah.
could.
Yeah. Carnauba wax.
And I said.
Windex.
What have we learned from this process? One.
Jack.
You have to strike while the iron's hot.
Iron.
When I said.
Now you're talking about booking the flight early, right?
I said we could have gone to Thanksgiving. And I said, by the way, we could have still gone to Thanksgiving. I would have paid those dollars. You said, no. I want to go and stay longer with my family.
Let me ask you to pause just yes. for a second because I want to understand. I want to make sure yes. I totally understand this.
Please.
You've already.
And again, if you're taking notes at home.
Yes.
Let's be clear.
If you're taking notes at home, you're already confused.
You know, you offer.
Send them along, by the way.
You right. can only do so much. But if they don't take advantage in due time, it's not your fault.
So you've already pissed her off enough that she's doing the passive aggressive of paying for her own flight that you asked to pay for. And once you get to that point, then you start telling her what she should have learned?
Well, no, because I want her in the long run because it's conflict resolution. I said, look,
right.
what you did was I called you out on something that I thought was rude. I was sharing my emotions with you.
Yes.
And then you got upset with me. And
did she share her emotions with you?
And then, yes. And then they said, in the long run.
You're an incredible bastard.
I said, in the long
You're
run.
You're an incredible bastard.
I said, because you were.
Hateful.
You were stubborn and you let your emotions take over.
I hate you.
Take
I hate
over
you.
This process. It right. cost you not $0 or $5 like you were going to pay.
Right.
It cost you $405.
So while mm-hmm. he's having this yeah. conflict resolution, Mike, in Willy Wonka's magical factory with the chocolate river,
yes.
let's take a look in real life. Let's say you or I were in the same situation. And
okay.
we got to the point where mm-hmm. Carrie said, screw it, I'll do it myself. And I said,
right.
okay, but here's why you're doing it yourself.
yeah,
the amount of time that it would take her to get to the knife block in the kitchen and
right.
get the
yeah.
big knife. I'm not talking
yeah.
about a paring knife.
Yeah.
Talking
now,
about
that's not,
big
now,
knife.
Now, Rob is, and I agree with Rob, it's not that you wouldn't have the, because you already have the win, you see.
You see, you've already,
you already have
not,
the
but
win, and then you have what you have to endure. After the win, you have to endure that silent treatment.
Yeah. No, it's not a win for me, Mike, because if this is how she resolves conflicts, she's going to teach our kids one day to resolve conflicts in the same way.
But at this particular, hold on, but at
this
particular time, the only way that
I'm
a woman can look at
her.
It, and the only way people outside the your situation can look at it is that here's your cake. You have a little Oscar cake right here. Here's the cake, and you're eating it. You're eating both. That's the way I'm looking at
it. Is this not unlike if right after the game last night, the Seahawks coach called the Packers coach and said, I want to explain to you why you lost.
Here are a few things you did wrong.
Yeah. No.
Here's what
I
you
I know
did
you're feeling
wrong.
Pretty bad in that Green Bay Packer locker room right now, but listen, let me just list the things you
but
could do better next
Shannon
time.
Shannon and I are a team.
Yes.
And if I've got a weak link on my team that doesn't know how
a
to resolve these conflicts or
yes,
negotiate.
Yes.
A duo.
That's right. Then the two links of the chain will break up.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the way
would it
happen.
Have been as effective of a conflict resolution
yes.
if you had brought this up, say, after dinner tonight?
I know it wouldn't have.
You know what would resolve this conflict?
What's that?
If Shannon was showing the wherewithal to make money like your wife does.
Yes.
That's what would happen.
Yes.
If Shannon was out there, she was out there scraping.
Slaying that dragon.
Slaying the dragon and obviously
Which
doing
she
whatever she can do.
She will be one day. She said, look, that this is a lot of money for me. This has nothing to do with the dollars. I was like, if we would book this flight 2 months ago, it would have been taken care of. I said I'd pay for this flight for Thanksgiving. I'd say I'd pay for it.
It kind of does have something to do with the dollars.
Well, this is the reason why she's going back to school, because when she's a full-time physical therapist,
right,
she will have the dollars to dictate what she does or does not want to do.
Right. Okay,
I'm empowering her, if anything.
It's good that you're empowering her. I know when I bring up that subject in the O'Meara house, it's like, well, then, you know, he'll be going to kindergarten pretty soon. Then he's back in the school system. Then it's probably something that, you know, you might want to think about what you're going to do. It's like,
what do you mean? What do you mean I have to do something? What are you talking? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Nothing good.
Never hurt at all. Michael, it never hurts to think ahead, and it doesn't cost a penny to plan.
Yeah.
And you don't mention that I said that. But
you got a call from her old business partner. I said, you know, I said, oh boy, I guess you probably missed that sometimes, don't you?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
No, she's not like that. But anyway, all I know is that I heard the pep talk from Oscar, and then I heard that Rob Spiewak's wife was scalping tickets.
Scalping tickets, yes. Yeah, because this has been the summer of Carrie and going to concerts. She has seen Fall Out Boy 2 times, offered to take Julia 3rd time, and they passed. She has seen Beck. We have tickets to see Pomplamoose, and this upcoming, I think it's the 14th of September, she has tickets to see the very pasty Jack White.
Who's the first concert she went to see? Was it Fall Out Boy?
Fall Out Boy, yeah. That's them.
They are really good.
You know what that is, Mike?
Yeah.
That was their big hit. So, what happened? And she's got
such eclectic taste for her age.
She really does.
Right?
She's hip.
Jack White rules.
Oh, Jack White is an amazing performer. No, not yet. She's got a couple leads. But here's what happened.
I'm not a fan of Jack White.
Why?
I like Jack Black better.
You'd actually like Jack White. You would actually like him.
Great rock and roller.
I like Jack White, and I like his brother that used to work for me, Bob.
How did he sound?
And now here's Jack White to sing for you on Bacon. On Bacon Tree.
Bob White. Bob White.
I'm Bob White.
But what Carrie does is she announces to me, she says, I'm going to take Julia to see Jack White. And I said, fantastic. Mm. Have fun. I'll be home watching the Rockford Files.
Yes.
Have a blast.
Oh,
and
God.
So she gets on and she starts, you know, searching tickets. And she says, here are 2 tickets. I said, well, that's great. You want to buy them? I think I can do better. Bah, 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 bah. Here are 2 tickets. Well, that's good. You want to buy them? I think I can do better. Bah, 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 bah. And it goes on all night.
Well, that's the ticket game. I buy a lot of tickets for sporting events. That's the game. It takes a while.
She finally pulled the trigger and bought 2 tickets to see Jack White. Good tickets, but here's the problem. One is in one row, and the other is directly in front of it. So they're going to be going together, but in different rows.
I hate that.
Why would she buy those tickets?
You'd have to speak to her. Mm. I lost interest about the 3rd time. Hey, there's tickets.
Let me see. Why would she buy those tickets? Let me think for just a second here. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's one of the reasons. But here's the thing. After she buys them, you know what she does? She keeps searching. She keeps searching, finds better tickets together, and buys those as well.
Mm.
So now she has 4 tickets to see Jack White.
Doubled down.
This is about 2 months ago. And I said, that's a lot of tickets to see Jack White. And she says, don't worry, I'll sell the other 2. I said, fantastic.
Yeah, and she does like wheeling and dealing.
She does like to, mostly wheeling. And so,
think she'll sell them at a profit?
No, she has already said she'll only sell them for face value and fees. But the fact is she
forgot. Well, face value, did she buy them on an online brokerage?
No, she bought them legitimately through
so they are face value.
Face value. But well, here's the
generous
deal.
Generous of her. Why doesn't she try to make a profit on it?
A month and a half goes by, she forgot she had the extra ticket.
It's also tough to sell 2 tickets that are in front of each other.
Unless.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you know what? At this point, it might work for you and Shannon.
Hey, no, you know what? I left. I said, give me that big winning smile. And then I walked right outside the door.
That's right.
And then life is good.
She put little pins in her Oscar doll the whole day.
I'm fine. Have a good day. I'll see you in a little bit when you get back from work.
Be careful starting your car. So
I probably didn't help that I told her she was a piece of clay and I'm molding her.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that is sickness. Wow. That is a sickness. Man.
You know what? I'll circle back with you. All right, go ahead.
So anyway,
getting back to the original.
Carrie just remembered about, you know, a week and a day out that she has two extra tickets. So she goes on Facebook and she says, I need you to share this. I need you to share this. We got to move these tickets.
She wants you to hawk the tickets for her?
And so she's like, she's scalping tickets. And I don't know if it's technically
scalping.
Has she
sold them yet?
She's got a couple leads from
well,
people.
Let's help her right now. Come on, let's do the pitch. Let's see. You know, we've got,
I got it. What's it's what's the date of the concert?
I think September 14th. All information
it is,
on
it
my
is,
Facebook
it is.
Page.
No, it's September 13th.
13th. Ah, yes. Lucky 13.
Or 14th.
What day
let's
is it?
Let's figure this out.
It's on
is
my
it a Saturday.
Let me check.
We're gonna find out right now.
Find out exactly what it is.
And Mike, they're playing your favorite venue. They're playing your favorite venue, Merriweather Post Pavilion.
Merriweather Post. Get some music ready. Get some production music. Let's do it.
Very good.
Gotta make sure that I've got the.
You
right
got the deets?
Yeah.
Got to have the details.
Make sure we're doing this right.
All right. Here we go. Carrie's got another deal going on. It's the 14th.
Oh, it is the 14th?
That's a Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. A great night
Sunday.
To get
it's even better. All right. You got my production music?
You got to compete with the Skins.
Sunday. Jack White live at Merriweather Post Pavilion, and you have an opportunity to buy tickets at face value that once belonged to Carrie Spiewak. That's right. These exclusive tickets are two beautiful seats located one right in front of the other. Yeah, got a hunch to see Jack White? Want to see him in concert? You bet you do. Want to go with somebody that you really don't like and you don't want to sit next to? That can be taken care of as well. It's Sunday.
What's the date again?
September 14th.
Sunday, September 14th, in the Carrie Spiewak Pavilion. Sunday is the day for Jack White in concert. Tickets available now.
Mike, you're a showbiz guy. Should we sweeten the pot by guaranteeing a meet and greet with Carrie?
Yes, a meet and greet with Carrie. You'll get a chance to meet Carrie Spiewak and her lovely daughter, Julia, and they'll talk badly about Rob.
Yes,
it should
they will.
Be lots
I
of fun.
I promise you they will.
How do they get the tickets?
They can PM me or PM Carrie on Facebook. We'd love to set you for
today,
a great
pal.
Show.
You're going to sell those
done
tickets
deal.
Today.
I hope so. And you know what? Yeah, if you want to go over and above face value, we're not averse to that.
Now, see, you
Talk
just got...
You oh my God!
What are you doing?
Sorry, that's two.
Who's an a-hole now?
Tony's going to be working on Friday. With
sorry,
all these
buddy.
Edits. We'll take a break. You got Oscar Rotzi ready to go?
Oh yeah!
Very good. We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar Rotzi right after this.
Oh, you know that music, don't you? Good morning, America. And the next edition of the Tony Perkins Show features none other than Charlie Gibson.
That's right, and Gary Stein, who's always on the show.
Don't put your name in the same sentence as Charlie Gibson.
Do you know why I wrote this theme song?
Yeah, right. Charlie Gibson's on our show, and he's great. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
That's TonyPerkinsShow.com.
You're a liar.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Hi.
Who are you?
Welcome back. I'm Gary Stein. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, this segment of the program brought to you by Prosper. In just 72 hours, you could have $35,000 to cover your needs. So what will you do? You can pay off high credit cards. You can start a business. You can do that home improvement project. I'm doing a home improvement project right now, and that is something that I could use that money for at Prosper.
I'm going to use the money to buy Jack White tickets.
There, good. You could buy tons of them.
Oh,
with that
lots
kind of,
them,
money.
Yeah.
With Prosper, it's never been easier. Go online, answer a few questions, and see your low fixed rate in seconds. The money hits your account in as few as 3 days. Prosper is the fastest growing peer-to-peer lender with over $1 billion in loans to people just like you. Their revolutionary platform connects people looking to borrow money with those who have money to invest. There's no outrageous fees, no raising interest rates, and you'll never set foot in a bank. Just go to prosper.com/TMOS to check your rate instantly without affecting your credit score. For a limited time, Prosper is offering our listeners a $50 Visa prepaid gift card when you get a loan. Just go to prosper.com/TMOS. That's a $50 Visa prepaid card. Prosper.com/TMOS. Up to $35,000 in just 3 days and a $50 gift card at Prosper.com/TMOS. That is a good deal. Other restrictions apply. See site for details. Gift card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank, member FDIC, equal housing Lender. All right, so let's get to it right away. We're running a little behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, fresh off molding that clay, Oscar Ratzy.
Gotta put it in the kiln.
Aye.
Gentlemen, Yorkville endoscopy, where Joan Rivers unfortunately fell ill
right
before she was moved to Mount Sinai, is getting death threats. The clinic.
That's wrong. That's rush to judgment right there, completely.
Apparently, death threats have been coming in droves, according to TMZ, and they are having to close early and have security take their staff out to their vehicles and cars.
What kind of people? What kind of idiots do this? Prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. I am not saying that something might surface at a later date after this investigation is done where something was done incorrectly with the procedure. They're investigating it. They're going through that hell. Yeah, I don't think these people wanted to see this happen.
And furthermore, a death threat, even if they are at fault, a death threat is never appropriate.
No, and it's the culture of celebrity. Oh, Joan, what's happening? But also whack jobs. It's whack jobs that do this.
Also, you should know that, as you mentioned, the New York Health Department is already reviewing the clinic. They have in the past, like any routine clinic. So we'll find out some more as the weeks go by.
Is the clinic in the city?
It's in the city.
Okay. All right.
In the city. Gentlemen, how much do you think the CSI franchise is worth and how much do you think they've made? Mind you, they've got the three CSIs and CSI Cyber, which is debuting soon.
God, I can't.
License to print money. And I think all three of them have had enough episodes to go to syndication now, right?
Yeah.
So I would say that it probably approaches $1 billion total.
They've made $6 billion.
Wow!
Of CSI.
You know,
wow!
You see the guys from How I Met Your Mother when they renegotiate their deals and the Big Bang Theory and all these sitcoms and they pay these people all this money. Now you realize just how much money there is to be made in successful television. I mean, that's incredible.
Think about this. The creator of CSI, Anthony Zucker, is getting a divorce and his wife will get half of everything.
Oh my God.
And that
does
means
she get Ted Danson?
She gets all the dollars that come from now on, half of them.
Oh, I mean,
from the CSI franchise.
From now on?
Yes.
So she has half ownership in the franchise.
Yes.
Wow, that was she married well.
Boy,
apparently,
that's incredible.
She said that her monthly expenses were $174,000. In lieu of that monthly expense, she will just take the royalties from CSI.
Wow.
That's an
so
expensive
they made kind
divorce.
Of an out-of-court settlement there. And I know about the settlements there. They're certainly fair.
And you know what, Mike?
Pretty painful.
We both turned down an opportunity to appear on CSI based on the morning after the night before. Do you remember?
Oh, that's right. We were going to be dead bodies.
We were going to be corpses.
I heard about that, yeah.
We just couldn't make it. We were too hungover to be corpses.
Yeah.
Well,
we've done the extra thing, and man, that's...
what was the point again? You were going to just be in 5 hours
of
makeup,
right? We were
going to
be corpses. We were going to be in makeup. We were going to be corpses. Extras wouldn't have gotten any kind of royalties.
No.
Like, I still get royalty checks from the television show Yes, Dear. I still get those.
And what about Briscoe County? Anything for that?
I don't know. I have to look and see if I've gotten anything from that. But I still get those checks. And, you know, the only way we would get those checks on CSI is if we had actually spoken up, you know, and been a talking corpse.
Hey, that would have been a good hook, though.
Good hook. Good.
Speaking of dollars, some more shenanigans.
Oh, I hate
Floyd Mayweather's ex-fiance, Chantel Jackson, is suing the boxer, claiming he attacked her on multiple occasions and pulled a gun on her and threatened to shoot her.
Oh, it gets worse for Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah,
I can't imagine. He seems like such a nice person.
Gloria Allred is representing her. So, you know, she'll be the pit bull that goes after his cash.
Absolutely. Very dangerous.
In the boxing world, it continues. Jamie Foxx had a secret meeting with Mike Tyson. Apparently, a Mike Tyson biopic is in the works.
How secret was this meeting that you have the information?
Oh, here we go.
Hey. Hi, Mike.
How's it going there, Rob? Hi, Oscar. How you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Rofo.
Hello.
What's the story on the secret meeting with Jamie Foxx? Will we be playing?
I didn't make
you
it to the meeting. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to talk.
Why not?
To him. I was in the shower.
Really?
I was in the shower, yeah. And then I got out of the shower and I got mesmerized by my own genitals.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You know, that was nice. He took that in a different direction than he normally goes.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that.
Iron Mike.
Do I have time for one more?
Yes, you do.
Okay, perfect. If you're out there and you're a perv alert.
Yes.
Perv alert.
This weekend there'll be another dump of celebrity naked photos, according to 4chan.
All right.
Wow. Wow. You know, we have to discuss it on Monday because the fact is, I'm just curious why there's so many of these celebs that have to have nudes in their phone.
That's
I'm really having
Apple
trouble getting
it. Apple is also reporting, and I think one of you guys might have had this before, that all these accounts were compromised by phishing, old-fashioned phishing. That when you get an email that says iTunes Connect needs your new password or your iCloud password has been compromised, type in your old password again and create another one. Those old emails that would come to us to say that you need to reset your password, that's how they got compromised.
Wow. Oh, thanks to that, Mike, this weekend you'll be seeing nudes of Rhea Perlman.
those simple emails that look like they're from your bank or they look like they're from iTunes, that's what happened.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Then they're
very
dumb.
Sad.
The whole thing sucks. Dumb.
Well, to be fair, if you get one of those and you're in a hurry, you'll just I'll just do it right now.
I don't know. I think you're pretty dumb to do
it's
that.
It's absolutely tough. Till it happens to you.
Yeah. All and also make your passwords more complicated. Right, Matt?
That's damn
Rhea.
Straight, Rob.
Rhea, the carpet matches the drapes.
Oh,
hallelujah.
No.
All right. That's it. Is that Oscar Rotzi?
That's Oscar Rotzi.
Thank you. We'll take a break. And when we come back, it is the Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Carla O'Mara, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag? Send it right along to Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't forget the two B's. Then every Thursday, who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U. Please, help Rob with his bag. Because if you don't, he might ignore it. And then it'll start to stink.
Well then.
Yeah.
You got a request for that. Would she ever do a new one?
Yeah, she did.
I've got getting some requests for some new Carla copies.
Yeah,
so
yeah, absolutely. I'll pen something this week.
I'd like that.
Very exciting. Welcome back to the show. Rofo, how's our team looking for FanDuel this weekend?
It is looking good. We are awaiting your final approval on the team.
Give it to me right now. I will approve it on the commercial for FanDuel. We're talking about FanDuel, the finest place for fantasy football. FanDuel is the best because you can win cash each and every week with immediate cash payouts. There is no season-long commitment, no upfront fees, and contest entry fees start at just $1, and the money is real. FanDuel has more players and pays out more cash than all the other one-week fantasy sites combined. Lay it on us. Go ahead, Rofo.
Starting at quarterback is Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons.
I accept that, yes.
At running back one, it is Alfred Morris of the Washington Redskins. At running back two, it is Frank Gore of the San Francisco 49ers.
You're going to have to change running backs, boy.
At wide receiver, it is Victor Cruz of your New York Giants.
I'll take that one.
At wide receiver, it is Emmanuel Sanders of the Denver Broncos.
Take that one.
Wide receiver, Alshon Jeffrey of the Chicago Bears.
Yes, I'll take that.
At tight end, it is Jordan Reed of the Washington Redskins.
I will. I hope the Skins have a good season, but I'm worried about that pick. You're homering it. You're homering it because you're a Redskins fan, Rofo.
I'm looking at this with a neutral eye.
Okay,
at kicker, it is Sean Sweezum of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sweezum!
And at defense, it is the Philadelphia Eagles defense facing a suspect Jacksonville Jaguars offense.
Okay, well, you might be listening to that lineup and think, potential disaster. We're going to wait and see what happens. And, keep that lineup. Put it in there. Get going on FanDuel. We're set. Remember, FanDuel.com. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code TMOS. They paid out over $400 million this year. The first 50 people to use the TMOS code get their deposit matched up to $200. That's free money. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Without further ado, let's get right to it. The Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak for Friday, September 5, 2014.
As we began the show talking about Joan Rivers, I'd like to play some tape of Joan Rivers right now. Let's start with a montage of some memorable moments. I think this will sort of give you a thumbnail of her style of stand-up.
Here's Joan Rivers.
My hot flashes are so bad, I was hit by a heat-seeking missile. You don't know.
If I want to see three people who make tons of money and have no talent, I will not watch you guys. I will watch the Kardashians. It is...
What happened to your eye? What happened?
I scratched it on Al Roker's zipper. And...
zipper.
I drew an upside down glass because I have not seen cups this empty since I did shots with Dina Lohan. I hate old people. If you are f-ing old, get up and get out of here right now. What we do is a calling, my dear. We make people happy. It's a call.
I really agree with what she says, and I think she believes it. Aww. She had a calling, man. It was great.
Yeah, sad. And just another funny person has left us. Crappy year for losing some of our clowns. I really, really I'm bummed out. You know, first Robin Williams, now Joan Rivers.
She credited her big break to Johnny Carson in 1965, but really...
And a tragic story with her and Johnny.
Yeah, a bad ending. But where she really became a household name, and it's amazing to think she goes this far back, she was on Ed Sullivan in 1967. And this is going to be her first appearance, Mike. Here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, from New York, The Ed Sullivan Show.
A man who's single is so lucky. A boy on a date, all he has to be is clean and able to pick up the check. He's a winner. You know that. Or a man can call up anybody in the whole world. You know that? Hello, I saw your name in the locker room. I thought I'd give you a quick call. The girl has to be the one that's bright and pretty, intelligent, a good sport. Howard Johnson's again. Hooray, hooray. Excuse me. A girl, you're 30 years old. You're not married. You're an old maid. A man, he's 90 years old. He's not married. He's a catch. It's a whole different thing.
Isn't that amazing how that material holds up, too?
It is great. Now, this is from her most recent book, and I hope, Mike, I hope this makes you feel better about her passing. I know there's no way to really make you happy about it, but she wrote this passage about how she wanted her funeral to be.
When I die, and yes, Melissa, the day will come, and yes, Melissa, everything's still in your name. I want my funeral to be a huge showbiz affair with lights and cameras and action. I want craft services. I want paparazzi. I want publicists making a scene. I want it to be Hollywood all the way. Don't give me some rabbi rambling on. I want Meryl Streep crying in 5 different accents. I want to look gorgeous. Better dead than I do alive. I want to be buried in a Valentino gown. I want Harry Winston to make me a toe tag. I want a wind machine so strong that even in the casket, my hair will be blowing more than Beyonce's on stage.
Pretty great.
That's beautiful. Cool. And that's so cool. Beautiful. That makes me happy.
With one thing that's just a little darker, but I think this mic might offer you some comfort. This is from the reality show Joan
Robin,
Knows
you
Best.
Know, she's not my mother, so I'm going to be okay.
No, I know.
But you're setting me
But
gonna
you
be
said
all right,
you were bummed. And I think
I'm bummed. So's Oscar. We're all bummed about this.
But I thought this was a nice clip from her reality show. She was going in for a surgery, not the last one, yeah. Obviously, but she was talking to her daughter, Melissa.
If anything happens, Melissa, no, but I'm no chicken. I've had a great life, had an amazing life. If I died this morning, nobody would say so young. You're a terrific person. Cooper's fine. You're all fine. I've had an amazing life. If it ended right now, amazing life.
And I think that should offer some comfort to her family as well.
And she believed that. I believe she believed that. And, you know, the word we use, and even on our little low rung of show business here, is lucky. And if you're lucky to do this kind of work, you know, and you know it, it makes it a hell of a lot better.
All right, moving on. Safe home, Joan Rivers. Last night on the first NFL game of the year, Mike, I know you had to have been pleased that State Farm has brought back two of your favorite characters of all time.
Hey, look, it's the State Farm guy.
Yeah, and he's discount double checking.
Hans and Franz.
Surprise.
Well, here's another surprise for you. Hear me now and believe me later. You pumped up our wallets with a discount double checking, so we want to repay the favor and pump you up.
Roll your boat.
Gently down the loser stream.
I love that Kevin Nealon is now about 89 years old and he's still doing Hans and Franz. It's nice to have him back, isn't it?
Wow, man. Hey, if it's got legs, cash the check. What the hell?
Not sure it has legs. Al Michaels, though, did debut my favorite name. He is a rookie on the Packers, Mike. It's Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
39 and Lynch swinging to the outside, but they sniffed that one out, and Ha Ha Clinton Dix makes the tackle.
Is it really Ha Ha Clinton Dix?
His name is not actually Ha Ha. That is a nickname given to him by his mother. But I love the fact that Al Michaels has to say Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
There we go. Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Great game yesterday.
You said that a lot during the administration, I think.
Yeah, perfect game to start the NFL out with Seattle and Green Bay. Really got everybody ready for football. And, you know, and I think... Well, most people are saying right now, it just looks like Seattle's going to repeat.
Yeah,
get first game of the season, but it looks like the way Seattle played, they're going to march right back to the Super Bowl.
And, Mike, I had no idea that Matt Lauer now has a huge house in the Hamptons and is getting to work each day by helicopter.
Matt Lauer, of course, is the host of the Today Show. To get from the Hamptons to 30 Rock, where they do the Today Show every day, it's like a 200-mile drive. So he flies in, he takes a helicopter every day. You just think about that the next time you're stuck in traffic. Round trip, it costs $2,000. Helicopter, round trip from his home to his office, to his office, to his home. $2,000. But I'm telling you, you save a lot of money in tolls. Really.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Wow, boy, kind of makes you hate Matt Lauer a little bit.
Little bit.
I love
the helicopter.
It.
Yeah, I know you love him. Of course you do.
Now he
go
does.
Go give another pep talk.
You know
you
what?
Very
he
much.
Didn't love him before the tape.
That's right. Wow. I got a helicopter on out of here. Thank you very much. You know, hey, you know, Matt Lauer, I might give him a call. I say, do it from your house. Anyway. That concludes our broadcast day. So long, everybody. If you want to be part of the legendarily popular Thursday mailbag segment, drop a line to the Jolly One, rob@michaelmerrishow.com. Have a fabulous weekend. Safe home, Joan Rivers. We got to get out of here. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of TMOS was brought to you by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/TMOS and receive a $50 Visa prepaid card when you get a loan. That's prosper.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.